quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Wrestling Observer Live today on Tuesday, February 17th, 2026. This is the voice of one filthy Tom Lawler. We are in the house 7 days a week. Not me, but Wrestling Observer Live in the house 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern with Andrew Zarian. And Saturday mornings with my esteemed colleague, the one and only Jim Valley, at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. As always, we got a lot to get into today. Even with Brian Alvarez gone, the wrestling world never stops. The tastemaker is on vacation, but the wrestling still keeps happening. And not just wrestling, but fighting, because there's some huge news in the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. Two of the most insane fights I could think of to be announced in 2026 were announced. Ronda Rousey will take on Gina Carano, and Mike Tyson will fight Floyd Mayweather, both on Netflix upcoming. Crazy. I can't believe it. We also have a full report from Monday Night Raw last night from Memphis, Tennessee. We have new qualifiers for the upcoming Elimination Chamber match and pay-per-view in a few months. There's a mystery crate that has been revealed, but we don't know what's in it. We really don't know much about it. Is it going to be like the gobbledygooker? Is it going to be like the golden egg? Is it going to be like Abdullah the Butcher or Cactus Jack coming out of a box? We'll find out in the upcoming weeks. And we'll also get into a preview for NXT tonight in the upcoming segments. Come back and listen, because we've got plenty more on the way.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, funky little tune bringing us back in from the break. Neither Mike Sempervivi nor Brian Alvarez will be here with you today. Brian Alvarez on vacation. Mike, well, he's been compromised to a permanent end, some would say. However, you can hear him do sports talk radio. I actually was listening to him right before this show talk about Dale Earnhardt, a subject very close, near and dear to his own heart, I am sure. But you have me here today with you, Filthy Tom Lawler, bringing you the news and notes from the world of pro wrestling and some news and notes from the world of my old profession, that is mixed martial arts. Because when I woke up this morning, I could not believe my eyes. I could not believe what I saw. And that was in the year of our Lord 2026. It has been announced that Ronda Rousey, former WWE champion, former UFC champion, is coming out of retirement to face Gina Carano. So this fight will be taking place May 16th on Netflix in Inglewood, California at the Intuit Dome. This is going to be a huge event, the first ever MVP Promotions mixed martial arts event live on Netflix from our own Joseph Currier on the main site of Wrestling Observer. Rousey last competed in MMA when she lost to Amanda Nunes at UFC 207 in December 2016. She then transitioned to pro wrestling. She'll be facing Carano in a dream fight that Rousey has wanted for a long time. "Been waiting so long to announce this," Rousey said. "Me and Gina Carano are going to throw down in the biggest super fight in women's combat sports history." It's true. "And we're partnering with the Fighter First promoter MVP, as well as the baddest streamer on the planet, Netflix. This is for all MMA fans, past, present, and future." The fight will take place inside of a hexagon cage because you cannot use an octagon. The UFC has a patent on that. This will be in a hexagon cage, 5 rounds, 5 minutes each. at the featherweight 145-pound weight limit. This will be available to all subscribers on Netflix. And there's a quote from Gina Carano here. She said, "Ronda came to me and said there was only one person she would make a comeback for, and it's been her dream to make this fight happen between us. She thanked me for opening up doors for her and her career and was respectful in asking for this fight to happen. This is an honor. I believe I will walk out of this fight with the win, and I anticipate it will not come easy, which I welcome. This is as much for Ronda and I as it is for the fans and mixed martial arts community. What a time to be alive." And I agree with Gina Carano. What a time to be alive, because for all the great action and the phenomenal fighters that you see in the UFC, it is somewhat of a stale product. It's become very homogenized, and the MMA world deserves a little bit of a shakeup. It doesn't seem like it's going to come at the heels of anything that the PFL does. So why not get involved? And this is huge, huge news. This is a big payday, I'm sure, for both of them. And one interesting note is from Ariel Helwani, who reported back in 2019, and I believe he's been reporting this once again, that Rousey and Carano was close to happening in 2014. This is straight from Ariel Helwani's tweet. According to Gina, the UFC offered her $1 million, but after Dana White didn't honor Gina's request to withhold the announcement, and then later texted her calling her the B word, female dog, she called off all talks. So this is apparently a fight that could have happened 12 years ago that fell through. So Ronda Rousey has not fought since, what was it, UFC in 2017? I'm sorry, 2016, December 2016 at UFC 207. And Carano's last fight was 2009, where she fought Chris Cyborg and then retired after in a fight in the Strikeforce company. So, crazy fight announcement. Now, that is also on the heels of another big fight announcement from Netflix yesterday, and this is coming straight from the Ring magazine, as most boxing news will in the future, since it is owned by Turkey, and he seems to be the, much like Brian is the tastemaker in wrestling, Turkey Al-Ashik seems to be the tastemaker in boxing. So from Mike Coppinger at the Ring magazine, the event featuring arguably boxing's two top names of the past 40 years was announced without any details on a date or site. Afterward, the Ring reported that Floyd Mayweather was in talks for a boxing rematch with Manny Pacquiao this spring. Those discussions collapsed, and Tyson Mayweather is back on the docket in an exhibition for the spring. This will take place in Zaire, formerly known as Zaire. This is the Democratic People's Republic of the Congo. This is the site of the famous Muhammad Ali and George Foreman fight, the Rumble in the Jungle. Tyson, 59, is a former heavyweight champion who remains a mainstream star 2 decades after he retired. His fight with Jake Paul, November 2024, attracted over 100 million viewers. Mayweather's last professional bout was a victory over Conor McGregor, of all people, in 2017. The all-time great, who will turn 49 next week, won titles in 5 weight classes. The weight for this exhibition has not been announced, but this is on the heels of a lot of other exhibitions that Mayweather has taken part in. But this one, the highest profile and the most insane, because he's getting in there with a 59-year-old man who will probably try to take his head off for as long as he can before he falls victim to Father Time, as we saw also happen with him against Jake Paul. Speaking of Jake Paul, there's an interesting news note with his brother, Logan Paul, the star of WWE Raw some weeks, the member of The Vision. From the BBC, not that one, the news site Ian Young's reports, Logan Paul, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen this news reported, Logan Paul talked about it on Raw last night. Logan Paul has sold an ultra-rare Pokemon trading card for $16.5 million. What? The YouTuber and wrestler bought the Pikachu Illustrator card, the best-preserved example of one of the rarest Pokemon cards ever. So this is like a grade 10 PSA or whatever it is. He has now sold this card for $16.492 million to venture capitalist AJ Scaramucci, the son of financier and former White House communications director Anthony Scaramucci. This is like, what is going on in the news cycle? We've got a $16.5 million Pokemon card sale. We've got a combined 16.5 million years of ring time getting back in there against each other with Tyson and Mayweather. And we've got Gina Carano, who hasn't fought in 17 years, coming out of retirement to fight Ronda Rousey, who's coming out of retirement as well and hasn't fought in 8 years. Did anybody have any of this stuff on the 2026 prediction show? Please tell me, because I don't think I had any of these things anywhere close. But, you know, I'm probably going to tune in to not only Tyson and Mayweather, not only Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano, but I want to see what happens to this Pokemon card in the future. And speaking of the future, we'll be back with the next segment after this break.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, back on the air with you. Filthy Tom Lawler in the house today. A couple of house cleaning notes coming from Filthy Tom. Kind of ironic. But the Logan Paul Pokemon card that I mentioned sold for $16.492 million while it was bought for $5.3 million. So three times the amount it was sold for. I mean, what a fantastic business deal for Logan Paul. So some more news notes, some very interesting news today in the pro wrestling front. Oh, actually, let me get to another MMA note before I move on and forget, but Jorge Masvidal actually yesterday announced another bizarre tournament that is going to happen, I guess, in some ways. Bizarre. It's a throwback to the old school style of fighting, bare knuckle MMA. Now, Jorge Masvidal has run a few of these events before, the Game Bread FC. However, he announced a 16-man tournament that features former UFC light heavyweight title challenger Anthony Smith, who's coming out of retirement. Also included in this tournament is former PFL champion Bruno Capoloza, former UFC and Ryzen fighter Todd Duffy, who is a pretty well-known name, Nikolai Kovalenko, who I'm not familiar with, former UFC fighter Alexander Romanov, Muhammad Usman, who is currently serving a suspension from every single athletic commission on planet Earth, supposedly, for using a heavy amount of anabolic drugs, has been entered into this tournament, and Guto Inosante, who's a phenomenally skilled fighter, both on the ground and more even notably as a kickboxer. So that is going to take place, I believe, in the Dominican Republic. So there's some crazy, crazy stuff going on in the world of fighting and also in the world of wrestling. Because not only did Logan Paul sell that big Pokemon card, but we've got some other business news here to get into. WWE and Dude Wipes have announced a sponsorship right here. WWE announces partnership with Dude Wipes, a first of its kind integration. As you integrate the wipes into those cheeks. It was announced today that WWE and Dude Wipes have agreed to a multi-year partnership along with the typical partnership and sponsorship opportunities will include Dude Wipes branding being featured on Dominic Mysterio's gear. Mysterio was first spotted wearing a shirt with the Dude Wipes logo on the February 9th episode of Raw. Thanks for this news note, Joseph Currier. There's a quote from Dominic in here, I believe. Well, I don't see it, but pretty cool news, I guess. Maybe you can get Brian to do a sponsorship snackdown. He can order some Dude Wipes. These actually, I didn't even order these. These just showed up at my door today. Apparently, my wife understands we have stock in TKO and figured, hey, they got a sponsorship partnership. Let's recycle that money back through. So now I got some Dude Wipes. So I'll let you guys know how they are, but Dominic Mysterio already knows because his recognizable bandana ribcage t-shirt has been incorporated with the Dude Wipes branding. So something to look out for if you're so interested. Also, from the front page of the Wrestling Observer, and one Vincent Verhey, WWE Hall of Famer Goldberg has announced a new business venture. Hey, the wrestling fans haven't seen much of Bill Goldberg since he lost his retirement match to Gunther last July. Now, after spending so many years keeping fans entertained, he's looking to keep them safe. Patriot Tactical, a company that manufactures knives, other self-defense gear, has joined up with Goldberg. He is now their chief executive officer. Goldberg's leadership now marks a bold new chapter for Patriot Tactical, a brand built on resilience, responsibility, and relentless execution. Under his direction, Patriot Tactical will expand its mission to equip Americans not only with elite tactical gear, but with the mindset and community required to live stronger, safer, and more prepared lives. So, hey, good for Goldberg. Get into another business. I know he's had gyms in the past. I think he was a part owner of Obaki, Tim Catalfo's MMA gym back in the day even. But Goldberg, big name, getting into the world, the tactical space. Perhaps he's going to have some of those weapons on hand to keep him safe in case he runs into old Matt Riddle in the back hallways once again. In another news note, we have Rusev is partnering with former WWE wrestler Gangrel to open up their, I don't know if it's, I don't know how to pronounce this. It's K-E-C-H in all caps. So I don't know if it's Keck or if that is some sort of acronym. But the school is slated to open in Nashville next month. On Insight with Chris Van Vliet, Rusev gave an update on plans for the project. He revealed that former wrestler Gangrel, also known as David Heath in the non-kayfabe circles, will be working there as a trainer. He has already had experience in this role as the trainer at Coastal Championship Wrestling in Florida. Rusev said, "We have Gangrel. He's going to be the other trainer. He's moving to Nashville. He's a Florida guy, but he's been screwed so many times by people who promise him all these things. He's helped me so much. He helped this other Bulgarian kid who came from Bulgaria to wrestle metal. He trained him as well. So it was time for me to and him to do something that'll be able to finally be like, hey, this is it. He's great, man. His training is great. It's very old school training. And maybe some people don't want to hear that, but he's real. Hey, listen, I can tell you from being on plenty of shows with Gangrel that man, if he's nothing else, that guy is real. He gets out there. He gives it 100%. I don't know how old he is now. Probably if he's not in his 50s, he's close. But he's still well known by all the guys in the back around the world. He's 57. Thank you, Dom. I forget that there is another person actually listening to me that could help me out here. But he's 57 years old. He insists. Go watch one of his matches on the indies. He's well known in the back for always taking a suplex on the floor. You don't need to do it, Gangrel, but damn it, I love watching it. So glad to see that Gangrel gets to impart some more wisdom on a new generation of wrestlers, kind of as he's been doing for years already, but him and Rusev partnering up. We have a few injury notes I'd like to get into. All of them stemming from WWE. In a rare, seemingly good news note, although I guess you could look at all of these kind of being in a positive light. JD McDonagh was back from a wrist or hand injury on Raw. We have not seen him in the ring in weeks. Not quite sure what the injury was, but he was back. And we also have Bianca Belair coming off of finger surgery. So she is now starting her recovery process. She's been posting on Instagram pictures of her finger posts saying that she's having surgery. She has been out of action for almost a year since WrestleMania 41, when she was in that three-way with Io Sky and Rhea Ripley, which was a fantastic match at WrestleMania last year. And She was on BET's 106 and Sports, which is a nice play on words for BET's 106 and Park, which is a very popular show back in the day, probably still is. Just like lemonade is was a popular drink, and it still is. Bianca Belair said, "So I broke my knuckle, not my finger. I broke my knuckle. I broke the joint. It's something that I thought was going to be very straightforward, you know, 8 to 12 weeks. But it hasn't been. And I have a little bit of, I guess, experience with this sort of thing. I've broken, I broke this right hand. I missed a punch from mount and punched the ground and broke my own hand. But on this left side, I punched somebody in the face during a mixed martial arts fight and shattered not the metacarpal, not the finger, but this knuckle right there, the big knuckle on my left hand. And while you would think it's pretty straightforward recovery, a lot of times these joints shatter and it's in essentially like a million pieces. And in order to go back and fix it, it's a very extensive surgery. I chose not to have the surgery. And now, you know, I've got a deformed hand, a deformed knuckle. However, I mean, that's not the only thing deformed on me. So this is low on the totem pole of bad injuries or freaky things on my body, let me tell you. But it's a long recovery, and it seems like Bianca Belair is kind of through the worst part, hopefully, with that. Also, someone who's on the shelf but will be back hopefully sooner than later is Xavier Woods, suffering from a shoulder injury, which they got into on Raw. And we will cover that very show, Monday Night Raw, when we get back in the next segment.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action? Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494.
800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
False advertising special coming at you here on Wrestling Observer Live. No Brian Alvarez, no Mike Sempervivi. It's Filthy Tom in the house today. I promised you a Monday Night Raw report, and by golly, I will get to it. However, I would be remiss if I do not take the time to mention, because I noticed Brian did it on every show before he left, that you can get your tickets for the Wrestling Observer 2026 Las Vegas Convention. Now, these tickets are on sale. F4WOnline.com/Vegas. Come hang out with wrestling fans and insiders at the convention taking place in Las Vegas, Nevada during WrestleMania weekend. Live podcasts, Q&As, meet and greets. Tickets are on sale now, moving fast. Friday, Wrestling Observer Radio, Brian and Vinny, meet and greet live shows will be at 10 a.m. The Circa Hotel, 21 plus, awesome hotel. If you have time, go to the show, meet Brian and Vinny and Dave, and then go to Stadium Swim and check out the sights in Las Vegas. Saturday, Texas Day Brazil lunch at noon local time. Saturday and Sunday, the 18th and 19th, WrestleMania watch parties at a wraparound suite at the Cosmo with Dave Meltzer in attendance. And Sunday, Vinny V's Karaoke Extravaganza, starting between 9 and 10 local time. There's also an NXT show tonight, everybody's favorite show of the week, NXT. We have a lineup somewhat. I'm sure things will get added. I'm sure there'll be chaos at the hands of Robert Stone because, you know, as we found out, that's the way that Shawn Michaels kind of likes it. So Ethan Page defends the NXT North American title against Shiloh Hill, who I have to admit has been winning me over week by week with his wackiness, which never seems to slow down. Started to become a big fan of the Shiloh Hill after not getting him at first. We have Kalani Jordan and Lola Vice kicking off the show with a highly anticipated match. I thought Lola Vice was injured, but I guess her hand, well, maybe it'll come to play in this match. Her hand injury at the hands of Kalani Jordan last week. There's a NXT Tag Team Championship number one contenders match with Hank and Tank, The Culling, OTM, and The Vanity Project trying to get shot at Dark State. And in the finals of the men's speed tournament, the current men's speed tournament, where the winner will get a shot at Jasper Troy, we have Eli Knight taking on Elio LaFlair. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm making a prediction that nobody asked for or cared about. But I think Jasper Troy is going to interrupt and stop this match. I think it's going to end up being a three-way, and I think that's the way they get the belt on Elio LaFlair and off of Jasper Troy without Jasper Troy losing. But, hey, as Brian has been many times on this show, maybe I'll be wrong. What was not wrong, that was a segue that was not going to work. So let's just scrap it. Okay. Hey, we have Monday Night Raw from last night in Memphis, Tennessee, live on Netflix, the home of the Memphis Grizzlies, and more importantly, WWE Hall of Famer Jerry the King Lawler, who has, I believe, a bar and grill right down the street from this arena. The show opened with the sports style entrances of the stars before the Usos began yeeting their way through the crowd. They were cut off by Paul Heyman's voice as he and the Vision appeared on the entrance ramp. With Bron Breakker out, it seems as if Logan Paul is now the de facto centerpiece of the group. They threatened to hijack the show. The GM, of course, Adam Pearce, came out. Heyman wanted Bronson Reed inserted into the Elimination Chamber. And Pierce said, look, I got no problem with that, but Bronson Reed's going to have to earn it. He has a qualifier match next week. LA Knight came out, huge ovation from the crowd. They were hot for LA Knight in Memphis. And essentially what ended up happening was a six-man tag was made with the Usos and LA Knight on one team, because of course they've been such great friends over the past year on Monday Night Raw. The Usos and LA Knight teamed up against the Vision. During the match, Bronson dove onto the Usos on the floor. Logan then leveled Jimmy with the loaded punch in the ring. Bronson squished him with the tsunami. I've been there. Not fun. And they won. The Vision picked up the victory. Afterwards, Logan Paul got in Cole's face. I think he was talking about selling the Pokemon card, actually. He was talking trash when the mysterious masked man in all black showed up. Once again, he landed a stomp to Logan Paul on the table and then retreated back through the crowd. We then had the appearance of the mystery crate in the back. There was some prototypical geek named Adam. He's there delivering the box. It says, do not open until 228, which is the elimination chamber. This geek, Adam, he doesn't know anything about the box. Just delivered it. He's got no answers. And Adam Pearce wanted this box sent to Nick Aldis on SmackDown so he can deal with it. El Grande Americano walked up and he said he wanted an Intercontinental title shot. But Pearce said, instead, you could have a number one contenders match, which was against Penta later on. We had our first of two Elimination Chamber qualifiers. This one was for the women. Bayley and Asuka and Natty were the participants. And Bayley and Asuka at the end were locked in a battle for a backslide. Bayley knocked Natty off the apron. Asuka did a flying guard pull and then locked on the Asuka lock. Bayley tapped out and the Empress of Tomorrow advances to the Elimination Chamber. After the match, as Natty was going to leave, Maxine Dupri attacked her, ambushed her, threw her into the LED boards on the entrance ramp, and the crowd chanted, as they did many times on this show, whoop that trick! And they loved, and he wasn't even on this show, but they loved that whoop that trick chant in Memphis. Pierce was with Oba Femi in the back, and he said that last week he saw Nick Aldis trying to sign him. He said, look, I know he gave you a contract. I'm sure it's a good offer, but mine's better. Then Oba went to leave. He said he needed time to think about it, but he went face-to-face first with Rusev before he left. Camera cut away, so we have no clue what Rusev was doing there in the first place. And we've got Oba Femi squashing, destroying, demoralizing Kit Wilson on SmackDown. And now it seems he's going to do the same to poor Rusev here on Raw. Michael Cole was interviewing the 2026 Royal Rumble winner, Liv Morgan, in a pre-tape where Dom came in unannounced. Liv announced she has decided she is not going to rush her decision. She's not going to tell Michael Cole who she's going to face at Mania. Stephanie Vaquer came in and she cut a fantastic promo. It was all in Spanish. They have put up a version with subtitles so you can go watch it, but I didn't know what she was saying at the time, even though Dominic, it was clear, even though he was like, they played it off like he wasn't scheduled to be there, he was there to translate to Liv. So Stephanie cuts his promo. She was so fired up. She said she went through hell and made it hers to become the champion, which quite frankly is true if you know about her personal struggles. Like, not even the fact that she mentioned she came from Chile where there's virtually no wrestling, but you know, in Mexico, she was a victim of femicide, I believe, as it's known. So she has been through some terrible ordeals, and her promo was so good, so fiery. She told Liv if she picks her, she will not win. Liv starts crying. This was fantastic. There's a CM Punk promo, which is also good, where Finn Balor came out, flanked by Dom and the returning Irish ace, JD McDonagh. Punk dissed Balor, said the Judgment Day is holding him back, holding back someone who used to be one of the best wrestlers in the world. He actually then turned his back to the Judgment Day, offered them a free shot. JD McDonagh seemed like he was willing to take it, but Finn held him back, and then Punk threw the mic. So disrespectful. Threw the mic right into Finn Balor's chest. Great shot, because he tossed it from the apron right into his chest and left. The Kabuki Warriors and Rio had a run in backstage where Asuka scared Kairi into saying she's going to help her win the Elimination Chamber. We had a Intercontinental Championship number one contenders matchup as El Grande Americano took on Penta. Rey and Bravo tried to interfere as Grande hit the flying headbutt. Penta kicked out. Then he tried to load the mask as Rayo pulled out the loaded metal gimmick they have. However, the original El Grande Americano, Chad Gable, pulled him from under the ring. He gave Rayo a chaos theory of all things on the floor. Couldn't you just, like, tossed him? He gave him a chaos theory to, like, this guy's bones are rattling on the inside from this poor move. Then he threw Bravo into the announce desk. Penta hit a springboard Mexican destroyer in the ring and got the win. Then the original Grande goes in. He bumps hands with Penta. He beats up El Grande Americano as the crowd is booing him. He tries to unmask El Grande as the crowd wants nothing to do with it. Rayo and Bravo finally run off with El Grande and pull him away. So I think these Grandes are terribly miscast. They need to run with Gable as the imposter heel in this angle. Because right now what they're doing is getting him booed. It's not helping the non-original El Grande Americano, who is better with the gimmick, however now less over. Maybe I'm seeing it wrong, but I think they got to do a little role reversal here. And the El Grande Americano version being played by Ludwig Kaiser should be the babyface. You can even have Rey and Bravo leave him and go with the other El Grande, El Grander Americano. Becky Lee and AJ Lee had a promo segment. Becky tried to play her wackiest Looney Tunes character and not punch AJ Lee in the face as AJ had her hands behind her back. They will have a title match at the Elimination Chamber. Crowd also love chanting whoop that trick here. And then in the main event, against every single odd on planet Earth, Javon Evans won the three-way to advance the Elimination Chamber matchup. Gunther had the sleeper on. He had it on Dom. He had it on Javon. Dom grabbed the ring bell hammer, which I guess is kind of just legal because it's a no DQ three-way. Gunther kicked Dom to the floor. He grabbed the hammer. I think he was going to kill Dom. He raised it. I don't know if they had dude wipes there already to clean up the blood if he nailed him with his hammer, but he held it high. However, instead of all people to make a save for Dom, Dragon Lee hit Gunther with the ring bell and took him out. In the ring, Dom hit the 619, but Javon moved as Dom went for the frog splash attempt. Javon hit the OG cutter and punched his ticket to the Elimination Chamber matchup in the Windy City of Chicago in 12 days. The crowd was fired up. Javon was fired up. I was fired up because I thought for sure Gunther was going to win that match. But instead it was Javon Evans. They got a great shot of the young OG. And also some young OGs in the crowd cheering on their hero, their generational brethren, Javon Evans. So a great end to Monday Night Raw, and we'll be back in the next segment to put a great end on this edition of Wrestling Observer Live.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, We have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer. Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back here on the air. For once, I actually got through everything that I wanted to cover on the show. So as we open up talking about this announced fight between Gina Carano and Ronda Rousey that I could not believe, I guess we could tie it up with a little bit of a news note from our own Josh Nason on the front page of the Wrestling Observer Figure 4 Wrestling Online website. Rousey said that she had reached out to Dana White to see if he was interested in this fight, and it didn't exactly work out with the UFC, but it led us here today, she said. So not saying if White or TKO leadership turned down the idea, but regardless, this fight is going to go down. MVP Promotions, Jake Paul's company. So a historic moment in the world of mixed martial arts and Netflix, I guess, continuing this foray into huge events. So what's next? Are they going to throw some money at the Wrestling Observer Convention coming up in Las Vegas? Maybe I could convince them to throw a little bit of money into Schwingen. Maybe sumo wrestling. Maybe Kushti. Maybe some Dombe. Maybe Cornish backhold. Scottish backhold. Irish collar and elbow. No, it's probably not going to happen. Instead, what is going to happen is I will be back here with you tomorrow for another edition of Wrestling Observer Live, and I will be joined by Phil Schneider from Death Valley Driver video review and various other wrestling projects. So come back tomorrow. I'll have more for you. Wrestling Observer Live. Thanks for listening.